This mini project is related to the previous one. This time I took a Maxim Max 16832, Vmax equals 65V, supplying the diode with a constant current up to 1000 milliamps. This chip is manufactured in a hobbyist-friendly SOIC 08 housing with an added thermal pad underneath, which allows it to better radiate heat to the surface of the heatsink. This chip, like the Max 16822, is nice to fit. Note: the photos and diagram show the twin 1-watt version. Please read the description carefully. Today, I present another version of this lamp, intended for city asphalts and bicycle paths, adapted to be powered by a battery with a constant voltage in the range of 7 to 65V. Additionally, it can feed more than one power LED, 3 watts. So far, I tested the operation of one Cree LED. The scheme is the same. A few elements have been changed. The PCBs are identical. Changes compared to the Max 16822 version. 1. Schottky diode, 2A, 100 volts. 2. Higher current choke. Pay attention to the frequency of the inverter. Coilcraft MSS 1260224KLB. 3. Resistor programming the current. R1 equals 0 R23. Theoretically, it should give 867 milliamps current for the Cree diode. 4. Resistor R3 equals 30K. At 20K, the Cree diode receives too little current and does not behave stably. As you can see, the whole thing looks the same, except for a slightly larger choke, which, however, fits easily in its soldering field. It is worth recalling the numerous vias in the area of the integrated circuit. They were not put on display. They should be physically made, thanks to which we increase the cooling surface of the Max 16832 several times. Now, measurements for one Cree 3-watt diode. Supply voltage, 19.47V. In the sleep mode, red jumper on, the voltage on the diode is 0V, current is 0 milliamps, and the current consumed by the module is 0.61 milliamps. In the darker mode, green jumper on, minimal light, no worries, there is enough of it on the bicycle path. The voltage at Cree equals 2.65 volts. The diode current is 75 to 65 milliamps. The current consumed by the module is 13 milliamps. In bright mode, max, the voltage across the Cree is 3 volts. The current is 990-960 milliamps, and the current consumed by the module is 263 milliamps. Marking 990 bar to 960 milliamps means that at the beginning, we have a current of 990 milliamps. After a longer moment, it drops to the level of 960 milliamps. Of course, in this version, you should take care of the heatsink for the Cree diode. The module itself is very warm, especially the choke, but the integrated circuit has thermal protection at 165 degrees Celsius, which gives hope that such a system will be sufficiently durable. I tested the module for several hours at home. It should be better cooled while driving. Ultimately, I plan to install two series connected Cree 3-watt LEDs with optics as in the description of the previous system, which will give better illumination of the road and shoulders and protect people from the opposite direction from glare. In both versions, 1 watt and 3 watt, in place of the potentiometer, you can solder a jumper from R3 directly to the ground that we have on the bottom side. The potentiometers are only used to adjust the desired brightness level of the dark mode. Then, you just need to solder the appropriate resistor R3. If I had to use several Cree LEDs in series, more power would be released at this current. The choke heats up the most on the PCB. In this case, you can consider soldering copper radiation plates. But be careful that they do not come into contact with other signals. They are not mass fields. Summarizing these two projects, I plan to use the 3-watt module to build the front lamp. Simple logical switching on and switching the brightness gives good functionality of the lamp. The 1-watt module is very good for the tail light. It will normally work in darker mode, and when braking, it will turn on the bright mode as a brake light. A suitable contactor in the brake handle or the brake itself is sufficient.